Now, for more than 50 years, Shenfield High School has been serving the local area, and in that time, it's only had four head teachers. This year's batch of GCSE and A-level results from the pupils in the school were particularly good, and joining me now from the school is the current head teacher, Carol Herman. Welcome, Carol.
Thanks very much for having me, Bob.
Oh, you're more than welcome. So you've got a lot to be proud of at the school.
Very much so.
Yep.
Yes, so we've had 4 years since I've been at the school, and the school is going from strength to strength. So we're very proud this summer, yes.
Fantastic. Now, we'll go on to talk about the results this year in a moment, but only four head teachers in something like 53 years.
Yes, that's
why
right.
Do you think that is?
Well, do you know, I think there's something about Shenfield High School, and when people go there as teachers and head teachers, they want to stay. So I was very fortunate when I arrived in 2011. The following year was the 50th anniversary.
Okay.
And I took some of our students to meet Mr. Tom Harry, who was the very first head teacher.
Oh, really?
Now, he lived for a long time in Priest Lane, here in Shenfield, and then he was in a nursing home in Hutton. He actually died very sadly last year, but we were so fortunate to meet with him. And one of the things that the students talked to him about was the fact that even though so much had changed in 50 years, the ethos of Shenfield High School had stayed the same, and I think that's why people stay.
Right, okay. So some really good grades this year, but I'm sure Shenfield High School is about more than just good grades. What is the ethos of the school?
Well, the ethos of the school is about every child being known and known well.
Right.
And that, I think, is what is the heart of Shenfield High School. We're a very personal school. Some people say it's like an extended family at Shenfield.
Right.
So we're small enough to care, but big enough to still have a diverse curriculum.
Right.
So I think that's the essence of it, really.
Yeah, well, sounds good. Let's talk about those grades. Now, I can't remember the actual figures, but I'm sure you'll correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
Your GCSE results in previous years were around 50-something percent, and this year they've gone up to 70-something percent.
Well, absolutely.
Is that right?
72% maths, 5A start to C, 74% English literature, most of the other subjects in the 70s, 97% for drama, music 100% A star to B.
Fantastic.
That's amazing. And performing arts as well as sports are our key strengths. So we're delighted for the students. We
absolutely
really are.
Absolutely fantastic.
And of course, A level, we had some splendid results as well, including some wonderful A level results for students who went on to university, and we have four students this year going off to Oxford and Cambridge.
Ah, fabulous.
So that's marvellous. So maths, law, PPE and human and social sciences we have at Oxford and Cambridge. So we're very proud of all of our students, but we think that those four have absolutely hit the heights there.
Sounds wonderful. Yeah, now that's a huge improvement year on year, isn't it? What do you put that down to?
Well, do you know, I think it's about tenacity and hard work and coming back to what's at the very heart of Shenfield. We really do concentrate on every student working to the best of their ability. And we have a very broad range of students. Some of our students do well differently, perhaps not so well with their GCSEs, but they have fabulous vocational opportunities and they go on to wonderful things beyond school as well. So it's about being very inclusive. It's about making sure that whatever a student's aptitudes, we find them and we really support them to do as well as they can.
Great stuff, yeah. And now you've been selected by Ofsted to feature in its Achieving Success video suite, which is on the Ofsted website. What's that about, Carol, and why were you selected?
Well, the last time I spoke on Phoenix FM was back in last autumn when we were very proud that we just achieved a good rating from Ofsted. Very, very stressful, as you can imagine, getting a call from Ofsted.
Yes.
But we were delighted to be recognised as a good school. We knew we were a good school, but it was nice to have the endorsement. So what was very strange was I received another call from Ofsted, probably about February, March time, and of course that's rather scary, and I thought, oh my goodness, they can't be inspecting us again. But in fact, it was a call from a senior HMI to say that actually we were very impressed with your school, there was something quite different about you, the way you were approaching things, and Sir Michael Wilshaw has selected a number of schools, Shenfield High School included, to be part of these Achieving Success films. So we now feature on a national website for Ofsted as they launch their their new framework this autumn as an example of a school that has achieved success, as an example of good practice to support other schools.
Wonderful.
So we're very proud of that as well.
Yeah, I bet you are, yeah. Can you tell us a bit about the school curriculum? How does it sort of differ from other schools? And
Again, I think it comes back to this thought that every child is known and known well.
Right.
We, of course, have the standard academic curriculum that everybody does, but we have some unique elements. So we're particularly good at sport, we're particularly good at performing arts, we're particularly good at a skills-based curriculum and giving vocational opportunities as well. And that's all alongside that academic curriculum that leads four of our students to Oxford and Cambridge.
Yeah,
so
yeah. It,
what we are is diverse, and we're proud of that. So one of the things that we're doing this year to recognise that we are particularly good at sport, we are particularly good at performing arts, is we're giving students the opportunity to get a place at our school because of their own aptitude in these areas.
Okay.
It's the first time we've done that. So students can apply through the normal mechanisms, but they can also fill in an application form to say that they would like to be auditioned or go for a sports trial because they're particularly good in those areas. And we're inviting those students in on the 10th of October to come and be auditioned or come and do a sports trial so that they can actually gain a place at our school based on those talents.
Fantastic. Well, it's funny you should say that about performing arts, because a few weeks ago we had two of your students in the studio who performed live in the studio for us.
Liam and Dana, wasn't
that's
it?
That's right.
Yes,
it was
yes.
Dana Rowell and Liam Ball.
Yes.
And what we're going to do now is play a track that was recorded live right here in the studio. Dana was sitting in the same seat that you're sitting in.
Wonderful.
At the moment. And they did a beautiful version of Ed Sheeran's Photograph. See what you think of this.
Loving can hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes, but it's the only thing that I know. When it gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. It is the only thing that makes us feel alive. We keep this love in a photograph. We make these memories for ourselves, where our eyes never closing, hearts were never broken, and times forever frozen still.
So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. Wait for me to come home.
Loving can heal, and loving can mend your soul. And it's the only thing that I know. I swear it will get easier.
Remember that with every piece of you,
it is the only thing we take with us when we die. Keep this love in a photograph. We make these memories for ourselves, where our eyes never closing, hearts never broken, and time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. If you hurt me, that's okay, baby. Only words bleed. Inside these pages, you just hold me. I won't ever let you go.
Wait for me to come home. Wait for me to come home. Wait for me to come home.
Fit inside the necklace you got when you were 16. Next to your heartbeat where I should be. Keep it deep within your soul. And if you hurt me, that's okay, baby, only words bleed. Inside these pages you just hold me. I won't ever let you go. I will remember how you kissed me under the lamppost back on 6th Street, hearing you whisper through the phone, wait for me to come home.
Oh, two very talented Shenfield High School students.
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely, Shenfield talent on offer there.
Absolutely. Dana Averill and Liam Ball, well done. And they're coming back as well. Well, in half term, end of October, they're coming back to the studio for another live session.
Well, that's the sort of talent, Bob, that we're treated to at Shenfield High School all the time. Well, they're both regular performers at our concerts.
Fantastic.
And we're really proud of the standard of our performing arts.
Absolutely.
So it's a wonderful example.
Well,
of
I think
there.
You should be a talent scout for Phoenix FM and send us some people.
Happy to. Yeah. We'll do that.
Fabulous. Now, you're holding your open evening on the 1st of October.
That's right. Yeah.
What's going to happen on the night there?
Well, on the night, I will be giving speeches at 5:15, 6:15 and 7:15, so parents and families can come to any one of those.
Right.
My head boy and head boy, girl will also be speaking on those occasions, and some of our year sevens will be demonstrating how wonderful they look in their new uniforms.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, all of my colleagues will be around the school and families will be able to visit all of our departments, talk to staff. Students can take part in various activities demonstrating the sort of curriculum that we have on offer. So really important evening in our calendar, and I do hope that many year five and year six children who are considering that very important decision of where they'll go to secondary school will come along and see what Shenfield's got to offer.
Yeah, great. So on the night, can anyone just turn up? Or
anyone can just turn up.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
So yes, the doors will open at 5 and people can choose whether they come and hear the speech first and then look around or the other way around. They're very, very welcome.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for coming in today, Carol.
You're
and
welcome.
We wish you continued success with everything that you do at the school. It sounds wonderful. I have to come and pay you a visit one day, I think.
Thank you.
It sounds
You'd be very welcome to do so.
Okay, Carol. That's Carol Herman, head teacher of Shenfield High School. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.